Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Gardaí and Wexford have made a renewed appeal for information on the disappearance and murder of Fiona Sinnott 25 years after she was last seen alive. On the night she went missing, the 19-year-old mother of one had been out with friends at Butler's Pub in Broadway, close to where she was living at the time. Fiona's older sister Diane has appealed for anyone with information to contact Gardaí.
Fiona, she was a bubbly girl and she was in the prime of her life and she loved going out socialising, listening to music and going out with her friends at the weekends. And she had everything to look forward to. She was just a cheerful, bubbly girl. She lit up the room. She was loving motherhood. Her daughter was her pride and joy. She was looking forward to her first birthday party. She was really excited about that, having her first birthday party, and that never happened. And we were really concerned because we used to meet every week and went for tea or coffee and all in a restaurant in Wexford Town. And the first week she never showed up, so we thought there was something up with her or whatever and she couldn't make it. But then when she definitely didn't show up the following week, we were really concerned. We are pleading to the public, anyone to have any little information whatsoever about Fiona's disappearance that night, just please to come forward, because we do believe that there is people down there like that actually knows or have some sort of information about Fiona. We're just pleading with them, like, just to come forward and just end this nightmare for us.
Diane Sinnott. Well, I'm joined here in the studio by Barry Cummins, primetime security correspondent, author of Missing. Barry, the statement issued by the Gardaí today appealing for information marking the 25th anniversary of Fiona Sinnott's disappearance has some very specific issues that it draws attention to, witnesses or people they believe could be witnesses and could help with this investigation.
It does, Brian, and it's all very local to that part of County Wexford in this Garda appeal 25 years after Fiona disappeared, and Gardaí describing it as a murder investigation, and it has been a murder investigation for some time. They're quite specific, saying that in the area of Broadway in County Wexford, that little pocket, the southeast pocket of County Wexford, south of Rosslare, that within that area, the Gardaí believe there are people who to this day still have vital information about Fiona's disappearance. And they also renew an appeal in relation to four specific people, a man and a woman seen at a crossroads in and around the time Fiona disappeared, and also two men in their late teens, early 20s, who were nearby as well. A motorist described seeing these four people. None of those four people have ever been identified, have ever come forward to Gardaí, and to this day Gardaí want to know who they are, and that the geography of the area and knowing these four people were in and around that area, everything leads the detectives to focus locally on this. They have looked elsewhere in other countries, they followed up every other lead, but it seems to bring them back to County Wexford, where they believe that the body of Fiona Sinnott has been buried for the last quarter of a century.
The family, and we heard Diane there, have made their own efforts to try to uncover some information. They've carried out their own digs, for example, again, without any result.
Yeah, and Gardaí have carried out their searches as well, but sometimes Gardaí haven't searched in particular places where the family wanted to have searches done. And with the permission of landowners, the family have gone in, they searched the garden of one cottage, they searched a septic tank. They also used machinery to excavate one building which had been actually built in 1998, the year that Fiona disappeared. And with permission of the landowners, they excavated. No sign of Fiona was found during any of those searches, but it just shows the physical exertion of the family, and you heard Diane there about the emotional impact as well, but that the family believe the answers are local and that their appeal is to people locally to do something, to give answers. And one thing to say is that back in 2008, a memorial plaque for Fiona, which had been put up, was taken down by somebody. It was ripped away and stolen, again indicating the suspicion that somewhere down there in County Wexford, somebody is holding some answers.
Barry, thanks very much indeed for that. Barry Cummins from Primetime.